Hey gang, welcome to ToyWorldOrder.com's podcast, Married to the Collection, the only show on ToyWorldOrder.com that deals with the trials and tribulations, the adventures, and so forth of being married to a toy collector, and all the stuff that ensues. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Jason Duvall. Welcome with me, as always, is my wonderful co-host and lovely wife, Carrie Duvall.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
People have been wanting us to come back for a long time. The last show we did was January 9th of this year.
Wow.
So we welcomed in 2013 and then gave it a big middle finger and said, we're going to go hibernate for a couple months.
Uh-huh.
But for those of you wondering, we did make an announcement back in January or February, I believe, that we were going to take a hiatus for a while just because we were pretty much holed up and, you know, in the house. It was cold and wasn't really a whole lot we could do, go out on an adventure. And after a while, Carrie and I's lives are kind of boring if we're not going out doing stuff. I think she'll be the first to admit that.
A lot of us sitting around in our pajamas just watching TV.
You guys don't want to hear about us just watching TV.
Playing with the dogs and stuff. Yeah. That's about it.
Yeah. But we are back. We are back with a brand new show. We are also back with a sponsor for Married to the Collection, the wonderful people at Ben's Toy Bin. You can check them out at benstoybin.webs.com for all the latest stuff. Adventures in Toy Collecting, they're a great husband and wife team as well. They do a lot of toy reviews as well as they have a web store, they have a blog. They got lots of cool stuff, and they've been ever so kind to sponsor the podcast for us. So welcome Ben's Toy Bin to Married to the Collection as a sponsor into ToyWorldOrder.com. So yay!
They
like all the same stuff we like. Disney and Happy Meal toys and My Little Pony. Well, My Little Pony is me, but you know, all the same kind of stuff. But we're back. Those of you wondering what we've done since January or what we've been doing, I think one of the most interesting things we did this year so far is I finally convinced my lovely wife here across from me to accompany me to a toy show. And we did that in, February. Would have been February we went. You and I went to the toy show. And Carrie doesn't remember it.
If you say so. I don't remember when it was, but
Carrie's memory for stuff like that is not great. We were talking about old trips we've taken and looking at pictures, and Carrie would go, I don't remember that. I'm like, how do you not remember that? You're in the picture. It's right there. I don't remember doing any of that. Oh my gosh. But we ventured to the Toy Man Toy Show in St. Louis. And it was very interesting too because, of course, I had my own money. Carrie spent her money. We got there a little later than usual because we left a little later. But the fun thing was to watch Carrie go from table to table and find all of these people with like little Disney stuff, and she just started buying stuff like left and right. She's like, I gotta have this, I gotta have this, I gotta have this.
I don't think that's what I said. There was one guy had a booth set up, and it was all like Disney Happy Meal toys and just little Disney figurines.
Yeah, it was all kinds.
They were like $1 a piece. So, and I had a 20. I went in there with a $20 bill, and that was all the money I had. And I only spent 18 bucks.
I know. You did pretty good. Came out with $2.
Yeah.
I took 40 with me, and
You bought one thing.
I bought two things.
Two things.
Yep, it took me all day to buy two things.
Yeah, towards the end, I was like, will you please just decide what you want so we can go?
That was one of those fun adventures where Carrie finally came to realize just how bad I am at a toy show, because I'll look at everything three or four times before I make a decision.
And I get that. I wouldn't want you to just walk through and like start buying stuff right away, because what if later on you find something better and then you're out of money? I get why you go, you know, you want to go through a couple times, but after like 3 hours, I'm like,
can we go now?
Okay, we've walked through here. You've picked out a few things that you think you like, and now will you just pick one, please? Can we just go? It was so hot in there.
Yeah, it was really bad. Really bad.
My big complaint was it was super hot in there, and it was really crowded.
Yeah.
Not a lot of room to walk in between tables.
Right. They've been adding more and more dealers the last year or so, and you know, the aisles start to shrink the more dealers he adds into that building, and after a while it just becomes, I mean, I'm glad it's popular. There's a lot of traffic through there. He's you know, he's making a lot of money on the show, but it gets very hard to navigate, and you know, some of the dealers have all kinds of stuff under the tables, and you're trying to bend down, and people are trying to walk on both sides of you. And
it's hard to get down and dig through stuff because you're right in the way.
Yeah.
So,
but I guess the month before that, in January, right after we stopped recording for the hiatus, you actually took me to St. Louis for my Christmas present, because you had bought me tickets to see Wicked in St. Louis. So we journeyed out to St. Louis early, and you had found this amazing antique mall that was ginormous that we'd never been to because we'd never really been to antique malls in St. Louis. But the first one we went to was probably the best one that you had found. And walking into it, it was like it was made up of what looked like two connected old supermarket buildings, yeah. like in a shopping mall. And it was both buildings, and it went all the way back to what would have been the storeroom. And it was huge. And I think the funniest thing out of that was I think we bought more stuff for you than for me because there was all kinds of Disney.
So,
yeah, there was Disney stuff and all the booths we went to, and we just kept finding stuff. And they kept taking stuff up to the front. And by the time we left. And they checked us all out. I think it was like three or four big shopping bags full of stuff. And it was like, holy crap. And Carrie was like, oh my God, we spent all the money.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, no, you spent all the money. Because Carrie was the one going through the aisles going, $5? Sold. I was like, wait, who are you?
But again, we really didn't spend that much.
No, I think we spent like $50.
It looked like
$50,
a lot.
But yeah.
Because we had so many bags of stuff, but I don't think any one item was more than
$10.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah. It was very, very interesting. The show, of course, you know, usually Carrie and I will talk about adventures with being married to me as a toy collector and her having to deal with that on a daily basis.
Like when you come home from C2E2 with a trunk load.
It was Kane County, technically.
Okay, Kane County.
Yeah, let's be real here.
And I'm like, well, okay, I don't know where you're going to put all that stuff.
Yep, went to Kane County. Dan Pixel Erdley went to Kane County together. Went C2E2 and covered that on Saturday, and then went to King County on Sunday. And yeah, I came back with a full trunk full of stuff that Carrie was like, oh my God, because Danny had to kind of help me carry it in because there was so much stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, really? And before that, at Toy Man, we had seen a dealer had this large collection of Filmation Ghostbusters stuff, which we've talked about on Dave and Duvall's, but never got Carrie's input on any of it. But when we had seen it, I had looked at her in the toy show and was like, and Dave was with us. And I was just like, oh, my God. And Dave started laughing. And you were like, well, how much are they? And the guy was like, $375. And you're like, $375? And he's like, yeah. And she's like, oh, no. No. She's like, if you want that, you're going to pay for it. So I let it go. And a few weeks later, the guy ended up listing it on eBay. And I saw it and immediately started making phone calls to people going, all right, I'm selling stuff. Are you interested? And Dave bought a bunch of stuff. I sold some stuff on Twitter to a follower who bought a bunch of Hot Toy stuff. And I ended up that day with the money I needed for these toys. So I, you know, basically I called Carrie and I was like, remember those Filmation Ghostbusters toys? What were you? I think your words were like, yes.
I was like, yeah.
I was like, they're on eBay. I'm buying them, but I'm selling a bunch of stuff. And
I was like, that's fine. If that's what you want to do, if you want to buy one thing.
What was it, one thing?
I mean, it was like a set of stuff, but still, I'm like, if you want to spend that much money on something, that's fine.
Yeah.
As long as you made the money for it.
Yep, I did. So, I made it in about 4 hours.
That's usually my rule. If it's something expensive like that, you're paying for it. Mm-hmm. I don't care how you do it, but you're paying for it.
Yes. And I did. I paid for it, and it's got a nice home downstairs on the shelf. And then, yes, Kane County came along, and then we just got back from Orlando, which we'll spend some time talking about. Our adventures in Orlando. But right before we left, about a month before we left, I had found a listing on Craigslist for this private toy sale here in town. Well, not here in town, but about 10 minutes outside of town. And I was really bummed about it.
Because it was going to be held the same day that we were leaving.
Yes, we had to fly out.
And I was like, well, I'm sorry, I guess we can cancel our trip to Disney World if you really want to go to this.
Now, mind you, she said that because I woke her up and I was like, look. And she's like, she was grumpy and frumpy and rrr.
No, I was like, you were being all pouty about it. And I'm like, well, if you'd rather go to this one sale than go to Disney World, then fine.
Well, then a couple days later, you were like, hey, you know what you should do is call the guy and tell him what's going on and see if you can go there early and maybe shop around and see what's there. And I did. I called the guy, and we ended up shooting a video for there. But again, that was another thing where I came home with me, Dave, and Danny
again,
all went out there.
It was all you paid for all that yourself.
Yeah. So I came home with bags of stuff there, and you mm-hmm. were like, oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Not to mention that wonderful gentleman, Fred, has got a bunch of board games that he's
holding
got in his
house.
Well,
yeah.
Holding.
Well,
he's got a collection of board games. He was like, I'm not bringing them out, so if you want to come look at them, you call me when you get back. So I'm sure I'll be going back up there and looking at board games here soon because I had to take Danny back up there to get some stuff that he saved for Danny. So, the last few months have been, I don't know, for as much as we haven't got out of the house, there's been a lot going on between toy shows and Kane County and C2E2. And
that's all you.
Well, yeah.
I've been hanging out at home.
Yeah. What have you been doing?
Hanging out at home.
Yeah. What have you been doing at home?
Are you? I don't know. Are you getting?
No.
Is there a right answer?
I'm just curious to see what you say.
I don't know.
Take care of the dogs. Cleaning.
Stuff that a normal housewife does. I don't know.
But you're not a normal housewife. That's the whole thing.
I clean and cook.
Yeah, but you're not a normal housewife.
What, because we don't have kids?
Well, I could say that you are usually in your slippers and you don't have a house coat, or else you'd probably be in a house coat all day long. You are in your jammies most of the time.
I'm not 80.
No.
I'm not sure what you're trying to say.
Although sometimes your attitude towards life as an 80-year-old woman, you're just like, ah, I don't want to do it. She turned to me at one point a couple months ago. I remember we were at the sink doing dishes, and she just stopped and turned to me, and she goes, adult life sucks.
No, I said being a grown-up sucks.
Being a grown-up sucks. That's what it was. I thought that was pretty funny. And Carrie was like, I hate this. I hate every bit of it. I don't want to do this anymore.
Laundry and dishes, and it's the same crap every day. I'm like, this sucks. When I go back to being a kid again, all I had to do was clean my room, and I didn't even really do that very good.
No, not at all, huh?
No.
Just stuff it all in the closet and under the bed?
Under the bed, yeah. Wow. Well, my little sister and I shared a room the entire time we were growing up, so it was impossible to keep clean.
Yes. Oh, man. We did finally get to take a vacation this year,
mm-hmm.
which involved flying my mother here
uh-huh.
For her sister's wedding
mm-hmm.
and having her stay at the house while we ventured to Orlando, Florida. For a week of what we thought at the time was going to be, yay, Disney World fun, yeah, all right, woo, and turn into, oh my God, I'm ready to go home.
Yeah. Oh, we had fun.
Oh, yeah, we had a
blast. I don't want anybody to think we didn't have. You can't not go to Disney World and not have fun.
I mean, you're
going to have fun. It was exhausting.
It was. It was, I think we're getting too old to do Disney World the way we used to do Disney World, which is nonstop for 7 days, go, go, go. We didn't do that this time. We'd always said if we went back, it would not be all go, 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 go. We take our time and enjoy things, and we did. It's just the fact that we were on such a tight schedule. It seemed like we were on, you know, we left on Saturday morning and came back Friday night. And we had made the decision at one point we were going to go to Universal as well. So we were trying to work in all four parks and a water park and Universal into the 6 days we were there. So that was like a park a day, then a water park, and then Universal.
Sometimes two parks a day.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
We ended up not going to Universal, but that still left us with a very tight schedule of, you know, we got there on Saturday afternoon. We flew in, I think it was like 11:30 when the plane landed. We got off. We didn't end up getting to the resort until it was probably almost 2. And we had decided, well, we need to go to a park. Magic Kingdom's open till 1 a.m. Let's go to Magic Kingdom on Saturday. And that was a mistake.
Well, it wasn't a mistake. It just... I was very tired.
Carrie was exhausted.
We had gotten up at 3:30 in the morning, mm-hmm. and I drove us to the airport, which was my decision.
Yeah.
Did not sleep on the planes.
No.
I tried, but I'm not a good flyer.
No.
I get very nervous, and I'm always scared that we're going to crash, which I know the statistics on, but I can't help it. So, didn't sleep on the way there, and of course, you know, we had to go to a park on Saturday because
the way our schedule was, right.
and that was fine. I did not think we were going to be there all night. I kept saying to you, you know, like, I think we got to the park like maybe around...
It was 3 or 4.
3-ish, maybe, yeah. And I was like, okay, let's stay maybe till like 9.
Yeah.
We'll do whatever we can until like 9, and let's head back to our room so we can get some sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, should have known with you.
It was like 11:30.
No, I think it was, well, I don't think we got back to our room until like after midnight.
Yeah, that's probably true.
So I was exhausted.
Yes. And of course, people find this weird, but when we go on vacation, we specifically get a hotel room with two beds. And people are like, well, you're married. Shouldn't you be sharing a bed? No, you don't understand.
Absolutely not.
We share the bed with 4 friggin' crazy animals. And when we go on vacation, we can get away and sleep in our own beds. Oh, my God. It's beautiful.
Yes. It was nice every night. Have our own bed, own pillows, own blankets.
Yes, it was spectacular.
I would just look across the bed to you and say goodnight, yep. And then roll over. And
yep. It was pretty. It's always an adventure we carry on vacation, especially when we're in separate beds, because then I don't have to worry about, like, you know, I can play on the computer as long as I want, and she just turns over and rolls over and goes to sleep, or she watches TV, and it's just, you know, I don't have to keep, like, reaching over to get her Carmex or her drink because the table's on my side. She gets right in the middle of us at that point, and
mm-hmm.
Oh, it was a wonderful thing. And the beds are always comfy at Disney, and the pillows are nice and nice and soft and fluffy. That's the only reason I'd want to go back right now, is to have separate beds. Because since we've been home, I don't think I've had a good night's sleep at all. Between animals jumping down and storming and thundering and... Oh. But anyway, we get to Magic Kingdom. And it was... understand, we knew going into it that going in May was probably going to be a kind of a bad idea, but we didn't have much of a choice in the matter. But we knew it was going to be busy. We knew we were going to have to stand in lines, but... When we got to Magic Kingdom that first night, we were like, oh my God, this is crazy.
Well, I thought that kids would still be in school.
Yeah.
And they are, but apparently, because there were some kids on the bus, on the Disney Magical Express bus with us, and we could hear them talking, and their parents had taken them out of school.
Specifically to go to Disney.
Yeah. And they, when they got back from vacation, they still had like a couple days left, but I'm like,
Who does that?
I didn't know people took their kids out of school to go on vacation. So we were kind of hoping it wouldn't be too bad because kids would still be in school.
Yeah.
Maybe the weekend would be busy, but by the time the weekdays rolled around, it would slow down a little bit. It wasn't that bad.
No, I think that first day was awful because we weren't expecting what we got. We were like, you know, the streets were so crowded and it was just so packed. And then again, it's Magic Kingdom. It was a Saturday. The weekends are always worse.
Mm-hmm.
So we got in there. We did most of the popular stuff. We did Haunted Mansion and we did Pirates of the Caribbean and a few others. And then we were like, by that point, it was 10:30, 11 o'clock. And we were like, well, I guess we should go. And I think you were like, we'll come back later this week because we've got time, you know.
Yeah.
Animal Kingdom's not going to take us all day and night, you know. Hollywood Studios isn't going to take us all day and night. But what's funny is the only park we didn't go to more than once was Animal Kingdom. And everything else we went to two or three times. Between going to Magic Kingdom and trying to do everything we wanted to do in Magic Kingdom and going to Epcot and trying to do everything we wanted to do in Epcot and going to Hollywood Studios and trying to...
We do need to let people know, like... If anyone's planning a trip to Disney World, to download that app.
Yes.
That was like the best thing we had.
I believe it's called, and my phone's not on me, it's called the My Magic app, I believe. And it's perfect because you can put reservations in, you can put your hotel, your flight information, all that stuff, you can put it in there. But the best thing about it is it'll tell you very accurate wait times and what all the wait times are in the park. So you can pick it in whatever park you're in, you can look at the rides and go, okay, well... Tower of Terror's got a 15-minute standby.
Right, so what we would do is, on the bus to the park,
yes,
you would get on your phone and look, so we would have somewhat of a game plan when we got there, like, okay, we need to go get a fast pass for this, because the wait time is this time,
yeah.
And it would tell you what time the fast pass return was.
Yeah.
So we could kind of plan things out, so as soon as we got off the bus, we knew right where to go.
And it worked out really well.
I thought so.
Yeah. Of course, you know, we did everything. We get to Hollywood Studios. The one ride we wanted to ride was Toy Story Mania, which is always a fun ride. And we get there and we're like, okay, well, let's go. You know, it said the wait time was such and such. And we're like, okay, when we got there, the fast passes were gone for the day.
Mm-hmm. And it was only like 2 in the afternoon or something.
The standby time was like 90 minutes.
And I'm sorry, but...
I'm not waiting 90 minutes for that ride. It's too short.
Yeah, well, and not only that, but I don't want to waste an hour and a half of our vacation just standing there. I wanted to ride it, but I didn't want to waste our vacation standing in lines. We were like, we'll just come back and try it again tomorrow.
Yeah, and we tried it again the next day, and that didn't work out. Because the next day we went, I think we were going to stay for extra magic hours in the evening and see, okay, well, let's see if, you know, in the evening it's any
better.
Yeah,
we were hoping, extra magic hours were in the evening, so we thought, well, maybe once the extra magic hours start... The park will clear out a little bit. No, everyone had the same idea to go get on that ride.
Yeah, and the fast passes were gone again. The wait time was like 120 minutes at that point.
I'm like, no, not going to happen.
So we were like, okay, well, we'll go explore. We went and explored the park and looked at the went into the animation part of the park, which is in by the Little Mermaid building. If you've ever been there, it's like to the right towards the back of the park. And they've got this little walkthrough exhibit where you can see like stuff for new productions. Like they had a bunch of Monsters University stuff in there this time. And you exit out into this large overlook, and there's places where you can meet the Incredibles and Sorcerer Mickey, and usually whatever newest feature was just out, they have characters for that. Well, they had Wreck-It Ralph and Vanellope from Wreck-It Ralph, and of course we'd missed it because it was like 9 p.m. and they were out was like 6:30, and I was like, oh. So it's again, we were like, okay, well, we got to come back again for fast passes from Toy Story Mania, and then we'll come and get our picture taken with these guys. So I think that was the one day that we got up and got to the parks, the actual park, right about when they opened,
mm-hmm.
and ran back there. And already, this was like 9 or 10 a.m., and the fast passes, the return time for the fast passes were already like 4 p.m.
Yeah, between we were like, 4 and 5.
We were like, holy crap.
Yeah, so we grabbed one.
Went and got our picture taken with Wreck-It Ralph and Vanellope, which was awesome. That was the cutest thing I'd ever seen. Because the gal that was dressed up as Vanellope was just this energetic little thing, and she'd march over and grab kids by the hand and take them over there, and she'd give them little kisses on the noses, and she'd take them over to meet Ralph, and they just cycled through everybody really quick like that, and it was pretty cute to watch. It was like, oh my god, this is awesome. Carrie didn't know what to do with Ralph because he's got this huge, long, big arms, and Carrie's like, I don't. What am I supposed to do here? What do I do?
And well, she came over. Vanellope came over and got us, and we go over there to do the picture, and I didn't know, like, he had his arms, like, up in the air, and I'm like, okay,
wanted you to hug him.
No, it was after, I already hugged him, it was after that, when we're, like, facing the camera, I was like, do I put my arm around him, and then he finally put his left arm down, so I was like, okay, so I, you know, leaned in, but I was like, I didn't know what he wanted me to do.
He towered over Carrie, a ginormous character, and you're just like, oh my god.
Well, it was funny, because all the little kids had their autographs books open, and the lady kept having to tell them, He can't autograph because he's got these giant hands.
Yeah,
he can't hold
a pen, kiddies. Yeah. So they're handing out these little trading cards that had their signatures on them, which is pretty cute.
Yeah.
But, it's pretty funny. Some of the parents were like, they're just too big of stars to sign anything, sweetheart. And I was like, what? Really?
Just tell him the truth. He can't sign it because his hands are too big.
His hands are so dang big. You can't hold a pen. Which is probably good because I think out of all the characters we visited, that was the fastest we made it through.
Yes,
because nobody was autographing.
Yes, and normally the characters take a long time to autograph because they have to try to see through wherever the eye holes are in their costume, and then try to write.
And watch Pluto. If you ever go to the Disney parks, watch Pluto try to sign an autograph book because he has to put it on top of his nose. He has to get his hand way up there, and he's so slow. And you're just like, oh, Pluto, sign. Just sign it. Come on, brother. How hard is it? And you're like, oh, wait, no, it's probably really difficult.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Carrie got to take a bunch of pictures with her boyfriend.
Goofy.
Yeah. Huh.
Yeah.
Lots of pictures.
Well, not lots. Maybe like 5.
Yeah. Well, that's lots. Quite a few. Between statues and actual Goofy.
Yeah, I was going to say, most of them weren't even real Goofies. They were, there was one in the statue in the airport, and then a statue of him sitting outside somewhere. Yep.
There was a statue of him at Downtown Disney.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Carrie got a lot of pictures with a Goofy.
Yeah.
Got my picture taken with Ariel. Yeah, twice, actually.
Uh-huh.
I know. Once as Mermaid Ariel in the new Fantasyland, which was kind of cool, which is a very nice, beautiful expansion of the park. But if you go, like, she has her grotto's underneath Prince Eric's castle, so you go back behind there and stand in line and go through there, and you sit with her and talk with her for a little bit, and they take your picture. And the day we went into Epcot, though, was pretty cool, because last time we went to the parks, we stayed at the Yacht and Beach Club, which, if anyone's ever been there, they're very expensive rooms. We stayed there for free because they overbooked our room and moved us there. But the cool thing is that once you go out the back to where the beach and all the chairs and stuff are for the little beach.
And the dock for the ferry.
And the dock for the ferry. You can actually walk to Epcot. You can walk to the gates, back gates to Epcot.
Maybe like less than a 5-minute walk.
Yeah, it's not even that far. So we were like, okay, well, we'll take from Hollywood Studios, we'll take the boat over to Epcot, and then we'll just go the back way like we did last time from the resorts and just going that way. And we did. Now, as soon as we walk in, on the right was the evil stepmother and the stepsisters from Cinderella, which they were a blast to watch. And then to the left was Ariel in her dress, which is very, you never see her.
There's nobody there.
There's no one.
Well, it wasn't like a photo pass.
No.
Place. Like, I don't know, people been to Disney. There's like lots of places where there's like cast members.
Yeah.
Will take your picture and scan a card for you. And like later on you can order a picture. But this was just, there was just a cast member there just directing people. But she wasn't taking pictures. You could take your own picture.
Yeah.
And there was nobody there.
Yeah, because it was such an out of the way place.
Back. Nobody could see that there was anybody there. So you got to visit with her for
a while. Yeah, it was kind of neat. We walked up to her and we were like, Princess, would you be okay with taking two pictures? We want to take a normal picture, but the second picture, would you mind playing along with this? And she's like, well, of course. And I was like, well, my wife here, I was like, our running joke has always been that I love Ariel more than I love her, and she's jealous. And Ariel, of course, was like, oh, no, please, no. You know, it was kind of cute. And Carrie was, it's like, it's just a joke. We're not serious. So we took a normal picture, and then we went to take the goofy picture. And the lady taking the picture was like, no, come on now. Everybody's got to smile. We were like, it's a joke. Just take the picture. And you can actually see it if you go to to my Facebook page or follow me on Twitter. You can actually find that picture of us, Carrie, standing kind of almost off to the side, almost out of frame.
Well, I wonder if the cast member was trying to keep me out of the picture because I wasn't smiling.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. But you can see her, and she's not a happy camper in that picture.
It was a funny picture.
I think that was Carrie's favorite picture that entire trip.
Yeah. And then afterwards, and then after the picture was taken, she turned to me and she's like, but we're still friends, right? And she clasped my hands in between hers. Yeah. I'm like, yeah.
It was pretty cute.
She was a good Ariel, too.
Yeah, she's very good.
I said to you afterwards that you can, put a dress and a red wig on anybody and they can say they're Ariel, but even her facial features looked like her. So.
Yep, her face and her, just the way she talked. Yeah. Yeah, it was really good.
It wasn't really her, though.
Okay. No, it was not really Ariel. Dang it. I saw a lot of different Ariels while I was there.
Yeah.
Crap. Different one in the parade, and then one in there, and one in Epcot. Yeah.
One in the show, the one Little Mermaid show. Yeah.
Yeah. Dang it.
Different one in our room.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. We were staying at Pop Century, and then the last couple nights, I went up to the front desk and was like, hey, we really wanted to stay at the Animation Resort, which is new, and I was like, but it was booked up, and is there any way we could like maybe get moved over there if there's a Little Mermaid room open in one of the Little Mermaid buildings? And sure enough, they moved us over there for free, which was awesome. So I went back to the room and woke Sleeping Beauty here up.
Yeah, I was taking a nap that day. I was exhausted. This was like our fourth day in, and I was still like, felt like I hadn't catched up on my sleep yet, because it was just, we were still getting up early every day and going to the parks all day and getting back to our room, and then it would take forever to wind down. And of course I had to shower every night because I was dirty from, so it was like 1-2 o'clock in the morning every night before we went to sleep. So that day we got back to our room early. I think it was like 4 and I fell asleep at 6.
Yeah.
And you woke me up at like 10:30.
Yeah. She was out for a long time.
And you're like, hey, I went downstairs and they said we can move over there. And I'm like, and by then, I was wide awake. I'm like, let's go. Let's do it. Yep. Let's pack this room up and get over there. Let's go.
Normally, Carrie would be like, no, we're not doing that. That's
not important. Tonight. It's 10:30 at night. No, I that's not true. I was all about it.
Yeah.
Because she was very excited. Well, yeah, like you said, we wanted to stay there originally, and when we were booking our vacation, it kept saying no rooms available, and you ended up calling to find out, and they said it was booked up for a year, but to keep checking back because they might have like a cancellation or something, or once we got there to ask, and we just forgot.
And then I was like, because it was right across from Pop Century, you could see it and walk across the bridge to the other resort. So I went exploring while Carrie was sleeping because I wasn't about to stay in the room. I was bored. So I got out and, I had to go put my shoes in the dryer because they were drenched because we got stuck in a torrential downpour.
It rained every day. Yeah, except for the last day we were there.
And it was super, super sunny and hot. We were like, well, that sucks. After that, I went exploring, put my shoes back on and went down to the gift shop and poked around there and poked around the hotel some more. And I was like, well, I'm going to walk over to the Art Animation because it's right there. I'm just going to walk all across the bridge and, see what's going on.
Check it out.
I did, and I was like, dang it, I want to stay here. This is awesome.
Yeah.
And when I went up to the front desk and asked them, she called, and she was like, yeah, they have room available, two double beds. You can...
So they've... They had a room available for
Thursday and Friday.
And then for the weekend, it was booked, you know, booked.
Yeah.
Which I'm not surprised. So. Yeah.
So we went back and woke Carrie up. We packed everything up and just wheeled it on out of there and moved on to the other hotel and then unpacked everything again. And then stayed there for two nights, which was nice because we needed a change of pace. The Pop Century is a really nice resort, but we were like, we need a change of scenery.
Yeah.
And it was pretty cute.
But come on. The Little Mermaid room. I mean.
Yeah, it was adorable. I was in heaven. I was like, this is awesome.
Yeah.
You know, Disney World's always a lot of fun. I always find it neat because we go in every shop and look at everything. And there's always tons of exclusive toys and exclusive, you know, they have tons of awesome stuffed animals. Lots of little souvenirs and stuff. And the sad thing is that you start to, you know, once you've been in every store in every park, it's like, it's all the same stuff. It's like, you're seeing everything's the same.
Yeah,
like,
pretty much. Yeah.
You know, very rarely do you walk into one and see something that's completely and utterly different than anything you've seen. And we saw that a couple times. You know, one of the first things we saw was in Magic Kingdom. We were in one of the stores on Main Street and stumbled across these neat little PVC statues that come on bases that have backdrops. And they're the Fab Five, which is Mickey, Minnie, Donald, Goofy, and Pluto. But instead of them being the normal animated Disney characters, they were in the style of the costume park characters. And I was like, oh, these are really cool. I was like, we should buy one of these. You know, of course, I was like, well, we're probably going to buy Goofy because that's the one Carrie's going to want. And, we, you know, Carrie was like, how much are they? And I looked at the back and I was like, oh, they're clearance. They're like $6.99. They were like $15.99 or something like that. And we hemmed and hawed about it. And finally, Carrie was like, let's just buy them all. Let's just get all five of them. It only makes sense. They're $7. Let's just get them. That was really cool to see, was because you don't usually see merchandise like that in the parks that's based on the look of the costume characters. It's always been the animated versions of those characters, never the costume characters. And that was really cool to see. And they must not have done well because they were clearancing them, but I would have loved to seen like Daisy and...
Yeah, it would have been nice to have seen the other ones. Yeah,
it would have been nice to see some other the other costume characters. It's kind of sad though, but those Fab Five, they're really cool little statues. They're going to have a nice little place somewhere along the collection. I'm not sure where we're going to put them yet, if they're going to come upstairs, if Goofy's going to come upstairs by himself with Carrie's little Goofy shelf she's got above her desk in here, or if he's going to go in the case with all the other ones. I guess we'll see.
Don't know.
I'm going to come home one day and the Goofy's going to be up here by himself. Mm-hmm. Like, what happened? I don't know. He just walked up here. Uh-huh. Goofy wanted to come up here with me, she's going to say. Mm-hmm. Went to a water park, which was kind of cool because we had been to Blizzard Beach on our honeymoon in 2007, but since going back, we've been back a couple times and never gone back to the water park. And this time we got the water park and we were like, okay, well, let's go to the other one. Let's go to
Typhoon Lagoon.
And we went and we rode
on. And again, just advice for anybody that was thinking of going, go get to the water park when it opens.
Yes, get to the water park when they open.
When they open. We got, the bus runs a half hour before the park opens, so we got on that bus and we got to the park before it opened and we just stood there with everybody else. And
went and claimed our seat, and then we went and rode every ride without any kind of wait.
Not hardly waiting at all.
I think it took us 30 minutes to ride all of the water rides they had, just about.
Yeah.
And then after that, we were like, well, that was quick.
Yeah.
Crap. What do we do now? And we're like, okay, well, they've got this giant surf pool, you know, this giant waiting
wave pool.
Let's go down in it. And we had seen the waves go out once, and they looked big, but you couldn't tell. I was like, well, those look really huge. And then you get in that pool, and we're waiting. We're swimming there. You know, we're like, okay, where's the wave? And all of a sudden, this, you know, the alarm starts going off, and stuff starts spouting water out, and this huge wave comes out of nowhere. And Carrie and I were looking at each other, looking at this wave, thinking, holy crap. And we turn around, and we're like, trying to run from this wave.
We were literally trying to run away from it to get back on the
shore. It starts and hits like 12 foot high. I mean, it's a huge wave, and it came down and crashed into both of us. I tried jumping. I was like, ah! And tried jumping, and it swept me under feet first towards whoever. I think I kicked somebody in the head. But I come up, and then I see Carrie sputter, and she comes up out of the water, and she had her hair in a ponytail and like a little bun with a hair tie around it, and had a headband on that, and she had lost all of that. It was gone.
Yeah, like, the headband flown off my head. We couldn't find it. My ponytail, the ponytail holder was still in, but my ponytail had moved from the top of my head and was like barely hanging on at the back of my neck, and I was like, oh my God, what just happened?
She's and like, then, I just thought I was going to die.
And then we turn around and the guy behind me is holding up like this headband. I'm like, oh, that's mine. That's mine.
People are like fishing sunglasses out of the water. And we were like oh my
lost
God.
Lost everything. Yeah. So
because that, if you're midway into that wave pool, that wave is not nice when it hits you. It hits you, and
you can't
go.
Get away from it.
No,
there's no getting away from it.
No. So we spent probably a good hour and 40 minutes in that wave pool just jumping into waves.
Once we got the hang of it, we were like, okay, we're not going to die. So we're okay.
Yeah. And I think at the end of it, I was like, swim with it. I'm like, just jump in and start swimming. It's fun.
Yeah.
Because you could see guys, like they must have been surfers or something, that hung out all the way as far back as they could. And when that wave hit, they swam, and you were like watching people in this wave.
Yeah.
Between that and watching little kids try to do that, and then you could see them get sucked under, and you could see them through the water because it was so clear, and they were just flipping head over heels inside the water, and you're like, oh, that's going to suck.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun, though. It was the Disney World. I don't think we'll be back there for a number of years. It's very tiring. You know, Carrie and I are getting older. And I don't mean that in a bad way.
No,
it's just, you know, when we first got married, it wasn't that bad. But now it was both of us. Even I was just like, I'm too old for this. Like, this is a lot of work.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I need a vacation for my vacation. We did get to hang out with a good buddy of the site here, Sean Roussel. We got to meet Sean in person because he was there for Star Wars Weekends, which was happening while we were there and after we left. It happens the entire month of May. Every weekend in May. So we were there.
I think it's May through July.
Yeah.
But
well, yeah.
Whatever.
But we got to meet Sean because he showed up Tuesday, the Tuesday after we had gotten there. So we'd been there for a few days, and we met up with him and sat and talked to him for a while. Mm-hmm. And that was a pleasurable experience.
At Epcot. Uh-huh.
Yeah, at Epcot. Because I've talked to him quite a bit, and he's left questions for the show, both shows, as a matter of fact. And it was nice to hang out and get to talk to him for a while, and that was a lot of fun. We kind of made a joke because Sean, of course, if you guys listen to the show, you know, he is in a wheelchair, you know, he is handicapped. We were making jokes. We're like, we need to just take you with us and let you, you know, so we get on all the rides quick. And
then maybe we could actually get on Toy Story Mania since we've tried for 3 days to ride that stupid ride. And he was like, yeah, they usually push me right to the front.
Yeah. He's like, but even then it's still like a 15 or 20 minute wait. So yeah, we got to meet Sean, and you know, we picked up some cool little souvenirs. We did see a lot of stuff that Carrie and I were both like, if we were rich.
Yeah. A lot of nice prints,
a lot of prints, paintings, a lot of statues. We were like, if we had money, all of this stuff, we'd just ship all this home. Just buy it and ship it.
Well, we thought we were going to have to ship some stuff home. Dave
and Pixel Dan, never tell your friends you're going to Disney World, because Dave and Pixel Dan both were like, Dave was like, hey, can you give me this and this? I'm like, yeah, I'm sure we can find it. And then while we're there, Danny sends me a text, and he's like, hey, can you get me a couple of those Build-A-Droids with Mickey ears? I'm like, yeah, sure. So we get it all, and didn't realize how big a lot of the box and packages were, and this big old bag got shipped to our room. And then when it got back, Carrie, of course, we had taken a regular suitcase, you know, just a regular size suitcase and a carry-on. So we each had two carry-on items and the check bag, and everything was chock-full
of
stuff. It was
pretty, yeah, our luggage on the way there was, I mean, it was, you almost had to sit on the suitcase to get it to close.
Yeah, so of course, we get these big packages.
And I'm like, where in the hell are we going to put this?
Yeah, Carrie's like, how are we going to get these home? And I'm like, I don't know, we'll figure it out. And she's like,
our own, the PVC figures you just mentioned we had, too. And
those
I'm like,
packages,
six of those,
yeah,
five of those. Yeah. I'm like, oh my God, well, how are we going to get this home?
Yeah, that was fun.
We
of course,
managed.
Luckily, though, at the end of the week, we really didn't have any clean clothes left, and I could just roll everything up in one suitcase and throw it all in there.
Yeah.
And the other suitcase literally ended up being just for toys.
Yeah.
So the toys weren't even ours, really. They were Dave and Dan's.
Yeah. Well, we got them. But yeah, don't tell your friends you're going, because... But it just... But like you said, it was Star Wars Weekends, and the stuff they wanted
was exclusive. Yeah,
yeah, and so they have like a special Darth Maul, is what they call it, set up to where you can get all this stuff.
Big old tent full of Star Wars stuff.
Yeah, so we made a trip in there.
Carrie walked in and she's like, "Is this what it's like going to a convention?"
Because it kind of looked like it.
Yeah, it was.
It looked like a Comic-Con almost, or something.
Just the way stuff was packed in there, and people everywhere, people dressed up in costumes.
Yeah,
it was pretty crazy. It was a lot of fun. The only thing I guess I'm kind of sad about is we didn't get to go to Universal, but
Well, and why didn't we go?
Well, because we had heard, I had overheard a couple telling one of the Disney cast members that they had been to Universal the day before and that everything was broke. Like Harry Potter didn't work and it was shut down and Spider-Man was down and Jurassic Park was down. It was just like, they were like, oh, it was awful. There, you couldn't ride anything because every major ride was broke.
Yeah. And then we talked to the hotel concierge to find out how we would be able to get there. And she said that they do have a shuttle, but it's $19 a person. I'm like, So there's an extra 40.
Yeah, which sucks because
on top of the ticket price.
Yeah, because 3 years ago it was just 15 a person.
Well, it's only $30. Still, and I'm like, and we don't know if the rides are going.
Right.
And I'm like, plus I really wanted one day to just kind of do whatever and not feel like we have to go to a Disney park and just like chill.
Yeah.
So we did.
Yeah, we did.
We went to Disney Quest. That was something new we hadn't done.
Yep. Wish we'd have gone earlier.
Yes. If you go there, you need to allow for, like half a day. Almost.
Yeah. Especially if you like classic games because they just have tons and tons. They have
five floors of arcade games.
Well, they have. I mean, a lot of that is these large interactive games that take up a ton of room. But in between all those games are lots of your normal, shoot 'em up games, the big standing shooting games and stuff. But then they have just a couple of these rooms like that are nothing but rows and rows of classic arcade games.
And we didn't know. We'd never been there before. The only reason we went is because part of our package was that we got free intermission, free admission.
Yeah.
So we didn't get there till about 7, and they closed at 10, and the 3 hours was not... Next time we go in, 10 years, I'll take a book or something or a magazine and just go sit somewhere and just let you go to town.
Yeah.
I mean, I did play some video games, like Pac-Man, and you said that some of that stuff in there you didn't think was supposed to be in there.
Yeah, there were a number of things that were arcade machines, that were running emulation, like emulators, and I was like, I don't think this is legal at all. Like, I'm pretty sure all of this is illegal.
Because I think that was the one I played on, because it let me pick between Pac-Man and Galaga, and it was scrolling through.
There was one that just had a bunch of different games. I'm like, I don't think this is legal to have in here, but I guess they're not charging money for it, so they can get away with it.
Yeah.
Because you didn't have to pay for the
games. Yeah, all the games were free.
Everything was free.
Yeah.
So that may be how they get by that, but I was like, I don't think that's even legal at all, but I could be wrong. It was pretty interesting, though, because a number of them were just emulation systems. And I was like, I don't know how that works. Okay, though.
Yeah. But we had fun in there, though. I had a good time doing some of the virtual reality stuff.
Yeah,
that was fun. I'd never done anything like that before. Yeah, I felt bad that we got there so late.
Yeah.
You could have spent probably 2 or 3 more hours.
I could have done nothing but play pinball all day.
Yeah. So I felt bad.
Because they had a room full of nothing but pinball machines. Yeah. And I could have just stayed in there all day and played every pinball machine. So that's all right, though. I did like the fact that when you walked in on the main floor, that you walk in on the third floor or something like that, and they in the corner there, they had a whole little section, and they had put like maybe 7 or 8 Fix-It Felix games. Like Disney had built the actual arcade cabinets for those games, and that you could actually, it was a playable game, so you could actually play it. That was a lot of fun. Because although we sucked at it, because
at it. You were better than I was. I just kept dying. I couldn't get the hang of it.
Yeah, I was like, wow, this is really hard. I didn't think this game was going to be this hard. It's hard. Played that for a while. Other than that, I mean, it's been a very very adventurous few months that we've been gone. All in all, I would say, we're in the season now where it's starting. Well, I would say it's warm, but in Illinois, it's done nothing but rain, and it's in the 60s right now, and it's the first, tomorrow's the first day of summer, and it's like,
Yeah, but the forecast said rain tomorrow, and then starting Tuesday, like 87 degrees for a week. So
of course, we're in the season now where it's flea markets, and the major flea markets we usually go to are starting to happen, and we're getting closer to the 127 in August, and just a lot of our normal Married to the Collection stuff that's going to be coming up this year. As of right now, we'll be back on a bi-weekly schedule for Married to the Collection, just because that's easier for Carrie and I to sit down and record with everything else going on for the site and all the other podcasts and everything. So we've got a lot of fun adventures hopefully coming up, as long as I don't make my wife angry in one form or another. I kid. I kid because I love her. So I don't know if there's any... look here real quick. I don't know if there's any questions remaining that we never got a chance to answer. Look here. I think there's the last one is from January 15th. And I don't know if... Let's see. Oh, okay. Nope, there is one that we never got a chance to order, to answer. A couple, actually. Okay, they are both from Yoda Soup. The first one is for both of us, wanting to know how our toy-loving selves are doing. Well, we told you. and he's got two questions. He says, for this part, Carrie, what is the favorite piece in your collection? And admit it, you like toys. Don't shake your head. Answer the question.
I don't know. I don't have a favorite. Although I like the Goofy that you bought me for on vacation, the black and white one.
Yeah.
That's different. That's something you didn't different. Have. Yeah.
Black and white representation of Goofy as he appeared.
Yeah.
Yeah. Took a picture of you sleeping with it.
Yeah. I was exhausted.
Yeah, she was pretty cute. okay. Well,
and no, right. I don't like toys.
No, she lies. and he wants to know if you can tell the fans something about me that they might not know.
Like, no, we did talk about this.
Did we?
Yeah, because I told them that you sleep with the My Little Pony blanket.
Okay, we did answer that. All right, well, he's got another one here. And I'll have to remember if we answered this one or not. You'll probably remember. He says, hey, dude and dudette, for this part, I, meaning myself, will have to read this aloud in my best creepy, spooky voice. This is okay. Carrie, it's nice to hear that you've started to collect toys. It's fun, isn't it?
What's happening?
By now, I'm sure that you're trying to downplay your love for toys, which is quite okay. It's hard at first to fully admit a love for something so nerdy. But when you do finally admit publicly to loving and collecting toys, your life will forever change for the better. To let your inner child scream aloud with joy when you find a certain toy you've been looking for on a store shelf or in a box at a flea market is a feeling quite unmatched in a toy collector's life. So, Carrie, won't you give in and join us? Join us. Join us. That's the end of my spooky voice there.
Okay. Please don't tell me I have to talk
No.
Okay.
Now that that's out of the way, his question for you is, do you find that most conversations started with me, your husband, usually end up with me talking about toys? He says, I think my wife's getting sick of me always talking about toys. As you can probably tell, the winters are long in Canada and I have lots of time in my hand.
Yes, I get you don't talk about toys to me. That's why I like you and Dave doing your podcast every week, because you get a lot of that out. You know not really to talk to. I mean, we talk about toys occasionally, but it seems like everywhere we go, you get into a conversation with somebody about toys or video games or something. I'm like, oh my God, really?
Well, you've always found it interesting that I can talk to anyone about anything.
Yes. But somehow it always comes back around to toys or video games or something. And I'm like, so it's like everywhere we go, you end up in a conversation with somebody. But you didn't really talk about toys to me. Every now and then you might see something online and you'll say something to me. But
yeah, I think the only time you and I ever talk toys outside of the podcast is when we're in bed playing on the computer looking at auction sites looking for stuff.
Yeah,
we talk about toys then. But that's about it. Or when we're on flea markets.
You get most of it out of your system.
I do. I do. I have
Thank
Dave.
Thank God for Dave.
Dave, and between Dave and Dan on a regular basis,
yes. Thank you. Because I don't have anything really to contribute.
Right. Ken, she doesn't. She tries.
I try.
But, yeah.
I'm still learning.
And she's learning well. She's like a young Padawan, and I'm the Jedi Master. In a sense,
mm-hmm.
Although she's been schooling me on some things lately, where she's been finding deals on a lot of stuff, and it's like, oh, it's like, dang it, it's not fair. I should be finding the deals. Oh man, there you go, guys. I hope you enjoyed our return back to the broadcasting of Married to the Collection. Like I said, we'll be back on a bi-weekly basis until probably about the summertime when things really start to kick in for Carrie and I. But until then, make sure you check out the wonderful sponsors, the Married to the Collection, our new sponsors, Ben's Toy Bin. You can check them out again at benstoybin.webs.com, or you can click on the banner on the story page for this week's Married to the Collection. I hope you guys are happy to have us back. I hope you enjoyed our Disney talk this week, since we really kind of wanted to talk a little bit about our vacation and talk about what's been going on in our lives. And we'll be back in 2 weeks with a brand new episode. So make sure you tune into that right here on ToyWorldOrder.com, on Stitcher, or on iTunes. So take care, gang, and we will see you back in 2 weeks.
Bye.